Just 2 weeks after reconvening from its coronavirus-related suspension, the Georgia legislature will end its 2020 session on Friday. Progress has been made, certainly. The General Assembly approved the state's first hate crimes legislation in a decade. But the pressure of passing a balanced budget for fiscal year 2021 continues to linger. I spoke with Athens area State Representative Houston Gaines on Thursday before a final version of the budget came out to discuss the last few moments of the 2020 session. The hate crimes legislation passed earlier this week, but not after the removal of protections for police officers. Can you talk to us about the sudden change and your thoughts on providing special protections for officers?
Well, I'm proud that we were able to get this legislation over the finish line. There were some really good changes made in the bill from 2019 that made it a stronger piece of legislation, and I'm proud of it. You know, we were one of only four states without these sort of laws on the books, and so felt like it was certainly a step in the right direction.
The July 1st deadline for the 2021 spending plan is approaching. In the Senate version of the budget that was passed on Friday, we saw a spending cut of $2.6 billion, a little less than half of which would be cut from education. And this week, Governor Brian Kemp proposed reducing those cutbacks. What were these new recommendations?
Well, the governor's has now twice reduced the cuts. Originally, it's 14%, then 11%, and now we're down to 10%. That is the budget that we're working under. It's sitting in conference committee right now. I'd anticipate us passing that budget out very quickly. Obviously, as you say, we only have a couple days. The challenge that we have is over 91% of the budget is in just 11 state agencies. And as you can imagine, that's healthcare, education. And certainly, I'm going to do all I can to protect our teachers, our educators, education, and general healthcare. Obviously, we're in the midst of a health and economic crisis, and so we've got to do all we can to help Georgians through this time. This week, I presented a bill on the House floor, and I felt like it was important that as legislators, we cut our own pay. And so I proposed and got through the House this week to cut our legislative salaries by 10% because I think, again, Georgians are hurting. And it's really, it's a step to show that as elected officials, we've got to feel some of the pain of those we represent. And so I felt like that was an important step. But there's no doubt it's going to be a difficult budget.
Georgia has seen several income tax cuts in recent years. Given the projected multi-billion dollar budget shortfall, is it time to raise taxes to make ends meet?
Well, during the economic crisis is never the time to raise hardworking Georgians' taxes, and so that is not something that I would support. I do think we've got to look at different avenues to find revenue. You know, we're not going to raise taxes on Georgians, and so I think we've got to be smart in other ways. For example, I got through the House this week, something that I've been working on for over a year for individuals with misdemeanors records. You know, we have 4.3 million Georgians with a criminal record, and we got through the General Assembly alongside Tanya Anderson on the Senate side, bipartisan. She's a Democrat, I'm a Republican. We got it through both chambers where individuals, if they don't reoffend for 4 years, can have their records restricted for employment purposes. That's going to help get Georgians back to work. And so I think we got to be really smart and do things that are going to help all of Georgia. And so that's a piece of legislation that is historic criminal justice reform that I'm extremely proud of. And that will now head to Governor Kemp's desk after unanimous approval in both chambers this week.
We do have a historic hate crimes law in Georgia, which is quite the milestone. But to get to that, lawmakers did have to take out the protections for police officers. But I understand they've been put into a different measure. Is that correct?
That is correct. Passed legislation that will give our law enforcement officers protections, and so that was in a separate measure.
Do you have any details about that?
This gives additional protections for our first responders, and I think you're seeing some movement at the federal level for reform. There's reforms that need to be made, but for law enforcement, they are in a challenging situation. And so providing those protections are a step in the right direction.
Finally, do you expect a long day Friday?
I do. it's been a long week, but I'm proud of our work. We got a lot of work left to do over the next several hours and look forward to adjourning and capping a great session where we've gotten some really good things done for our community.
Thank you for joining me today, District 117 Representative Houston Gaines.